on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Hi, I'm Mike. I'm from Bel Air. And I'm wondering, am I a bad dad for refusing to drive my daughter everywhere because she has self-diagnosed PTSD from a car wreck earlier this summer?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
All right. Welcome to the Parent Panel, everybody. If you've never done one of these with us before, do you want to explain what we're doing here?
Yeah. So parents call into the show and they share a situation in their life when someone has basically called them a bad parent. And then we see how we got there.
So what? I guess you'll have to explain more to us about this car wreck.
Sure. So my daughter, she's 17 years old, and she was obviously new to driving and out on the road with her friends.
Yeah.
And she got into what I would describe as kind of a moderate fender bender, enough where we needed to involve a body shop, but not enough where we needed to call a tow truck.
Okay.
And so it was enough to get her stuck on the side of the road and kind of scare her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly there was nobody injured or anything like that.
Okay.
But now she absolutely has it in her head that driving is one of the scariest activities around.
Yeah.
I mean, thankfully, there wasn't anybody that was really hurt at all. I mean, with the exception of some hurt feelings.
Right.
But obviously, she's a new driver, so it was a traumatic experience for her.
Sure.
It was
especially
scary.
At 17. I remember my first wreck was 16. I remember I was still like terrified. So how does that like affect you? What's the issue here?
Well, right out of the gate, the first thing you want to do is kind of coddle your daughter a little bit.
Of course.
Make sure that, you know, she's feeling good about getting behind the wheel or even getting into a car at all. I mean, at the very beginning, trying to get her even as a passenger was difficult.
Right.
But now that some time has passed, she's more than willing to hop into the car with myself.
Uh-huh.
But I've become kind of an Uber service, for the lack of a better term, for my 17-year-old daughter.
So the wreck was how long ago?
It's been about 2 months.
Okay. So like you're taking her to like, give us an example, like where you guys are going.
Oh, anywhere from Starbucks to get her nails done, friends' houses.
Okay. So she won't drive, but she needs you to take her to all these places, I'm assuming, over the summer.
Well, yeah, her schedule doesn't stop just because she's afraid to drive.
Yeah. So you, like, put your foot down.
Well, I mean, for the most part, you know, I didn't forbade her from letting me know that she needs a ride. And I made sure that she understood, you know, if she needs a ride to work or something like that, I'd be happy to do it. But as far as being her chariot everywhere that she just kind of wants to go get an iced coffee, isn't really going to be something I want to do anymore.
Well, I mean, is there a way that you can ease her back into normalcy? Like maybe you be in the passenger seat and she drive? Because clearly it's coming from a place of fear.
I wouldn't mind doing that once or twice for her, but at the same time, she has to understand that I've got some things that I would like to do as well. You know, I'd like to go to the gym. I'd like to make some plans after work.
I mean, I get it. So what is she saying? So like she's just scared after the wreck, or what's her mindset?
I think she's afraid of getting herself into bigger trouble. I don't necessarily think that it's the wreck itself, because as I mentioned, there was very little damage to the vehicle and nobody was injured. It was a fender bender that was just unfortunately made out to be bigger than it is.
But it was so scary for her.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, my world doesn't stop just because she's a little bit frightened by the road either. There's one thing I want to make sure that she understands. It's the fact that this isn't going to be a permanent fix. And that just saying that we're afraid of something or even labeling yourself as having PTSD isn't an excuse to get out of the responsibility of getting yourself from one place to another. And I think that now is as good a time as any for her to learn that lesson. So my ex-wife has me thinking to myself that maybe I'm even a bad dad because of the whole thing, but I don't think so. I just wanted to get back up on the horse.
I mean, it's tough, right?
I'm sensitive to this because I was in a really bad wreck and it affected me for a long time.
Yeah.
So I understand how you're saying that it was moderate, but I also feel like when it's the person who actually went through the experience, like maybe it wasn't moderate to her, you
right.
know?
Let's get our parent panel put together. So Mike is saying, listen, my daughter had a wreck at the beginning of the summer. I basically have spent my whole summer chauffeuring her around, you know? And like she's saying, I'm too scared to like get back on the road. And Mike's saying, we got to do it. Like you just got to do it because I'm A, kind of sick of doing this, but B, if not now, when? I mean, school's starting back in a few weeks. Like, we just got to do this. Is it the wrong thing to do, you think, to, like, force your kid after a car wreck? Then they're saying, like, listen, I'm traumatized. I don't want to drive anymore.
Mm-hmm. I just think there needs to be a process. I don't think anyone is allowed to tell someone else, like, that wasn't traumatic or not.
So, I mean, over the last 12 months, maybe even longer than that, I've dedicated every free moment and evening teaching her how to drive from the very basics of parking to getting on the expressway. There's no way I can dedicate my whole schedule to just making sure that if my phone rings, I'm available to pick my daughter up because she's a little afraid of the road.
It's kind of true. I don't know. I mean, this is probably a therapist question more than anything. Who's up?
This is Jessica in Eldersburg on two.
I mean, Jessica, what do you think? I mean, do you feel like he should just tell his daughter basically to get over it and get back in the car?
Look, I completely understand what this dad is going through. My son was in a pretty bad accident. It really shook him up a lot. Uh-huh. And then he just didn't want to drive anywhere for quite a while. So I was, you know, doing the mom thing. I drove him wherever he wanted to go. And I really was trying to just let him feel his way through it. But I made him start taking small trips on his own, doing some errands for himself, going to see some friends, doing a couple of errands for me so that he could slowly get back into the feel of it. So one day he drove himself over to Walmart. He had to get some stuff for school. And I don't know, maybe about 20 minutes or so after he left, my phone rang. He was crying and having a panic attack, which I'd never seen happen with him before. So he told me that he was really upset and he didn't want to drive anymore. And he didn't feel like he had any confidence and he was sure it was going to happen again. And I just told him, you know, he wanted me to come and pick him up, which I listened to him and I thought about it for a second. And I said, I'm not coming there. I said, sit there. And when you're ready, you can drive again. But you sit there until you're ready.
Wait, you wouldn't pick him up even though he's having a panic
attack? Not. No, because I knew that if once I did that, he would never get over it. He would always reach out. And he's 17 years old. I mean, he's about to go out on his own. He needs to be able to get through this.
But he was like stranded on the road, though. He was like, how long was he stranded there for?
Yeah, but he wasn't stranded. He was in the Walmart parking lot. This was not an unsafe place for him to be. He just couldn't get out of the car.
Are you glad you did it that way then? I mean, it seems like
because I'll tell you what happened. He sat there in the parking lot for almost 2 hours trying to just work through this. And eventually he figured it out. He calmed himself down. He started the car and he drove home. He was madder than hell with me, though. He was furious with me for weeks.
Yeah.
And that was okay, because sometimes helping your kid isn't rescuing them. Sometimes it's letting them prove to themselves that they can do the hard things, figure it out on their own, be an adult, and know that when something happens, that they have the tools. He knew I had my support. I just wasn't going to be a chauffeur for.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Who's up, Jess?
This is Melanie on 1 in Essex.
Melanie, what's up? Good morning.
Hey.
You know,
opposite side here. Sorry, that mom kind of got me a little triggered here.
Well,
but
what's
I have an 18-year-old.
Uh-huh.
She has had her learners for 2.5 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does not have a license. When she was 16, she was driving with my husband and literally ran up on a curb. Didn't hurt anybody, no property damage, no car damage, nothing. But it scared her.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say there's a difference between being scared and having a fear, I mean, that's a real thing. You can't teach to not have a fear.
That's true, yeah.
Like, to the point of, like, this mom, the previous mom just said, a panic attack sitting behind the wheel of a car.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not okay.
I'm frustrated. She's frustrated. She's even more frustrated because her younger brother has his license.
Mm.
Her younger sister gets her license this fall. And in 2 weeks, she's starting college, and we're having to work around transportation between mom, uncles, Ubers, whatever's necessary, because she still has, every time she sits behind the wheel of a car, like, she panics.
Yeah.
Right.
There is, in her mind, it's not the damage. It's not anything like that. It was that realization in that moment that she could have hurt someone. She could have hurt herself.
Yeah, right.
And as a mom, as much as it sucks and as frustrated as I am, every single time I have to take her to work or have to take her to, this weekend we have to go pick up her books for school, as frustrated as I am, I will take whatever time is necessary, because I would rather be frustrated than get the phone call that my kid is injured because she got scared.
Dang.
She didn't know how to react and got scared and hurt herself or somebody else.
Dang, that's, you know, right there. That's a really good point. Thank you for calling us. 410-583-1065. We should talk to Karen. Karen, what's up? Good morning. Ellicott City, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You're a therapist, so I feel like you, of all people. way more qualified than we are for this conversation. I mean, is it the wrong thing to do? Your kid gets in a car wreck. It's been 2 months. She's saying, like, I don't feel comfortable getting back in the car. But Mike is saying, like, listen, I'm so sick of driving her around. Like, don't you eventually got to put your kid back in the car and just be like, you got to, like, just do it? Or no, is that not right?
Well, I think two things. I think first that there is a validating piece for Mike in the idea that for some people, they could get in a car accident today and drive their car home and be fine, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't hit them in the same way.
Right.
So I think that's an important piece. Like, maybe Mike would have been in the car the next day, and here we are.
Yeah. Sure.
But that's not the case for everyone.
Right.
So I think the piece here that is hard is that what's traumatizing or causes a fear for me might not for someone else.
Okay.
And so for his daughter, she's living in that really real experience. So,
true.
But what I would say is, it doesn't have to be this forever thing. There are solutions. My advice, if I were to give advice to someone, would be to engage in what's called EMDR. It's a type of therapy where if something happens, right, that's really big and your body can't process it. So you would create this belief around it that says, I'm not safe, is a really big one, right?
Right.
And so if that's what's happening every time she gets in a car, she's never going to feel okay until she processes that.
Yeah.
It's really short term, but that would be my advice, is to find a good therapist who can help her work through that in a short term way so that she feels okay and confident when she drives.
You know, I think it's important, dude. I mean, I got into a really, really bad accident a long time ago. And to be honest, like, it has still forever changed the way I feel inside a car and
I'll
the way I
though,
change the way I drive to this day.
Talking about EMDR really quick, that's what the therapy I've been doing post the assault.
Mm-hmm.
Game changer. Just for anybody that's gone through traumatic experiences, out of all the therapy I've done, just write remember those four letters, EMDR, game changer. I mean, it seems though, Mike, that like most people are saying it's probably not the right path to take though, to like make her just like hop back in the car to like keep going.
Yeah, I can understand where some people may be coming from, but they're not able to see into my own schedule and my own patients that have been tested in making sure that this young lady gets to everything, including her pedicures.
I mean, Jess is like, don't mess with the pedicures.
I know.
So, I mean, what do you want to do? I mean,
I wouldn't mind getting, you know, behind the passenger side once or twice, but barring much more than that, I think that this dad's done its due diligence.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.